Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Higgs' Discovery, The Power of Empty Space, is a concise, idea-driven Kindle single by physicist Lisa Randall that explains what the Higgs boson is and why its discovery mattered far beyond a headline about a new particle. Written for curious non-specialists, the book connects the 2012 CERN announcement to a deeper story about how modern physics understands the vacuum. Randall frames the Higgs field as something that fills space and gives many fundamental particles their masses, shaping the structure of matter and the evolution of the universe. Rather than treating the result as an isolated triumph of engineering, she uses it to illuminate how theory and experiment interact, how scientists decide what counts as evidence, and why the standard model is both successful and incomplete. Along the way, readers get a clear sense of what the Large Hadron Collider was designed to test, what was and was not confirmed by the Higgs finding, and what questions remain open for the next generation of experiments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, empty space is not empty. The Higgs field as a physical ingredient of reality? A central theme is the counterintuitive idea that what we call empty space can contain structure and energy. Randall presents the Higgs field as a pervasive field that exists throughout the universe, even where there are no particles present. In this picture, the vacuum is not a featureless void, but a state with properties that can influence what particles can do. The Higgs mechanism matters because it ties particle masses to interactions with that background field, helping explain why some particles behave as if they are heavy while others remain massless. This reframing makes the discovery more than a catalog entry for one new boson. It becomes evidence that the vacuum has measurable consequences and that fields are not just mathematical bookkeeping, but are part of what reality is made of. The topic also clarifies common misconceptions, such as the misleading label God particle, by emphasizing that the Higgs is not a creator of all mass, nor an all-purpose explanation. Instead, it is a specific component in the standard model story of how electroweak symmetry is hidden in our everyday low-energy world, turning an abstract concept into a coherent physical narrative. Secondly, from prediction to detection, why the Large Hadron Collider was built, Randall places the Higgs discovery in the context of how particle physics progresses, starting with theoretical expectations and moving toward experimental tests. The standard model had long suggested that some Higgs-like mechanism was needed to make the theory internally consistent while matching observed particle behavior, but the details were not predetermined, and the Higgs boson itself had to be found through demanding measurements. This topic highlights why the Large Hadron Collider was the appropriate tool, reaching energies high enough to produce rare processes and collecting enough collision data to distinguish signal from background. The narrative underscores that discovery is not a single moment, but a careful statistical argument built from multiple decay channels, cross-checks, and independent analyses. It also shows how experimental collaborations operate at scale, with instrumentation, calibration, and data handling as essential parts of the scientific method. By focusing on the reasoning behind the LHC program, Randall helps readers see the Higgs result as the payoff of a long chain of decisions about what to build, what to measure, and how to compare outcomes to theoretical predictions. The story becomes a case study in modern evidence-making, not simply a tale of bigger machines smashing particles together. Thirdly, what the Higgs discovery confirmed, the strength and reach of the standard model. Another important topic is what was actually established by finding a Higgs-like particle and measuring its properties. Randall emphasizes that the discovery strongly supported the standard model framework, in which particles and forces arise from quantum fields and symmetries. The Higgs is a linchpin because it allows the electroweak theory to describe massive W and Z bosons while preserving the mathematical structure that makes the theory predictive. The topic also explains why confirming the Higgs was a validation of decades of work that had already succeeded in predicting many phenomena with remarkable precision. At the same time, confirmation does not mean completion. Measurements of the new particle's mass and interaction strengths become crucial because small deviations could hint at new physics. Readers are guided to understand that science is not satisfied with a box checked, but instead uses each confirmed piece to tighten the constraints on alternative ideas. In this framing, the Higgs boson is both an endpoint of a search and a new beginning for precision tests. Randall's approach helps readers appreciate why a single particle can have outsized importance. It tests whether the foundational architecture of the model matches reality in the most delicate place. Fourthly, what the Higgs discovery did not solve, dark matter, naturalness, and open puzzles, Randall also uses the Higgs story to point directly at the limits of current understanding. Even with a Higgs boson in hand, major questions remain about what the universe is made of and why its laws take the form they do. Dark matter, which reveals itself through gravity but not through standard model interactions, is a prominent example of physics beyond the established framework. The Higgs sector also raises conceptual issues sometimes discussed under headings like naturalness or hierarchy, where the Higgs mass seems sensitive to effects from far higher energy scales. Without assuming any single solution, the book highlights that the Higgs discovery narrows the menu of plausible ideas while motivating new searches. It also reinforces that the standard model does not explain everything we observe, including the cosmic matter asymmetry and the nature of dark energy. By contrasting what was learned with what remains unknown, Randall turns the discovery into an invitation to think about future experiments and theories. The reader comes away understanding that scientific milestones often increase the number of sharp questions. The Higgs result is thus portrayed not as closure, but as a new constraint that shapes the next stage of particle physics and cosmology. Lastly, a model of scientific reasoning, how physics links abstract math to measurable reality, beyond the specific particle, Randall's broader lesson is about how science works when the objects under study cannot be seen directly. Particle physics relies on models formulated in mathematics, but those models earn credibility by making quantitative predictions that can be tested. This topic explores the chain from symmetry principles and field theories to experimental signatures such as decay products and energy distributions. The Higgs is a particularly clean example because it was postulated to solve a theoretical problem and then searched for through specific measurable consequences. Randall's explanation helps readers understand that discovery claims depend on probability, uncertainty, and careful comparison to known backgrounds, not on photographic proof. She also illustrates how competing explanations are evaluated, why replication within large collaborations matters, and how scientists remain cautious when results are new. The subject becomes an accessible window into the culture of high-energy physics, where ideas are bold, but standards of evidence are strict. By using the Higgs discovery as an anchor, the book teaches a transferable way of thinking, treat theories as tools, demand testable implications, and accept that knowledge is provisional. That mindset is valuable well beyond physics, because it clarifies how to reason under uncertainty and how to interpret scientific announcements responsibly. In conclusion, this Kindle single is best for readers who want a clear, intellectually honest explanation of the Higgs discovery without committing to a full-length textbook or popular science tome. Curious general readers, students deciding whether to study physics, and anyone who followed the 2012 news but never understood what it meant will gain the most. The book benefits a reader's life by sharpening scientific literacy. It explains how evidence is built, why the vacuum can have physical properties, and how big scientific claims should be interpreted with both excitement and skepticism. That perspective helps in evaluating science reporting and in thinking more carefully about uncertainty, models, and what counts as a solid conclusion. Compared with similar books that either oversimplify the Higgs into a catchy metaphor or bury the reader in technical detail, Randall's account stands out for balancing accessibility with conceptual rigor. Its focus on the meaning of empty space and on what the discovery does and does not imply gives readers a framework for understanding future results from particle physics. It is worth buying because it delivers a coherent, expert-guided narrative in a brief format, making it an efficient and trustworthy way to understand a historic milestone and its ongoing implications. If you would like to support Lisa Randall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.